BBC Learning English.
For the last few years, researchers at the Instituto Agronômico de Campinas in Brazil have been interbreeding different coffee plants that are naturally very low in caffeine in order to create trees where decaf beans are grown naturally. And the results so far are looking promising. If they're successful, they could tap into a new aspect of the global decaf market, which is estimated to be worth just under $2.7 billion. So for the researchers, these next stages are crucial. Their cloned trees are set to be planted in different regions in Brazil. However, we'll have to wait and see if their genetic formula has worked, as it can take around 2 to 3 years for the first coffee cherries to appear. Only then will they be able to harvest, taste, and see if the buzz, or rather lack of, around their experiment is real.
BBC Learning English.